Zog der Elge Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Maisris, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Hamala Peris min ha-Galul Yehuda. Someone who takes Peris from his field in the Galul, just north of Eretz Yisrael, and he says, I want to take it to the Yehuda part of Eretz Yisrael, because I can get more money for it there. Oil Yerushalayim, or he goes up to Yerushalayim, he wants to sell it over there. So Zog the Mishnah, Oichel Mehem, he can continue to eat Achilas Arai from the merchandise that he plans on selling, Achu Megiel Amokim Shu Hailch, until he arrives at the place where he intended to go. Well, what if he stayed in a house overnight on the way? So there are two reasons over here that he can continue to eat the Achilas Aroi. The house that he stays in is not his house, but we'll soon see what's called his house, what's not called his house. The other issue here is, didn't we say that one of the six things that brings you to Shlav Beis is even if it's in your mind that you're going to sell it? So shouldn't Achilas Aroi become Aser right away as soon as he sets his mind on selling it? And the answer is, because he doesn't have in mind to sell it over there, but he first wants to go up from Galil to Yehuda, so this din, that your mindset to sell it, clicks it into the next Shlav, is only when you reach the place that you're going to sell it by. Because he's saying, no, I'm not selling it over here. So we don't go up that step until he gets to the place where Taka wants to sell it. So again, he's coming up with these payrays that he didn't take off Maestros yet, from Galil to Yehuda, or coming up to Yerushalayim, Oilu Yerushalayim, says the Mishnah, Oichel Mehem, he can continue to eat, Achu Megiel Amokim Shu Hailech. The fact that he's selling it isn't the gay until he reaches a place where he's Taka going to sell it. And the fact that he spends the night in houses along the way is also not an issue. It's not going to click it into the next Shlav because it's not his house. Bringing it into someone else's house is not going to bring you to Shlav Beis, not going to trigger the second step where Achilas Aroi is also. Sakta Mishnah, Vechem Bechazara. Same is true for his way back. Now what this means is, explains about Torah. He intended to go from Galil to Yehuda. In the middle, he changed his mind. He says, I'm going home. He makes an about-face. He starts going home. He can continue to eat until he comes back home. Reb Meir says, Achi Megil Mekoyim HaShvisa. He can eat it as a snack. He can eat Achilas Aroi only until he reaches the place where he plans to be there for Shabbos. Lezok the Batinur. L'makim Shu Roitzel L'nuach Sham B'Shabbos, says the Batinur. As soon as he gets to that place, next step, it's hukfu peirais of lemaiser, and you can no longer eat achilas aroi. Even if it's not Shabbos yet, Once he reaches that place, can't snack from it. So they bring here from the Yerushalmi a very interesting reason for Reb Meir's psak. During the week, a person's not so makbid where he spends the night. He needs a roof over his head, he has to make it until the morning, especially if he's traveling. It's not called his house. But when you decide you're spending Shabbos someplace, even if you're not home, it's like your home. You're more makbid that it should be a place you should have a geshmak of Shabbos. And therefore, according to Reb Meir, it's considered his house when it comes to Maestros. Now, everybody holds once Shabbos comes, it's Kovei LeMaiser. Reb Meir is saying, even if Shabbos didn't come yet, but he's already in the place where he plans to be for Shabbos. That's like his house. But the halacha is not like Reb Meir. Weiter sagt the Mishnah. Here's a similar case. V'reichlin are the peddlers. Like the Torah says, L'seh lech rochel. That means don't be a peddler bringing Lashon Hara from one person to another. V'reichlin ha-mechazun b'yarais. The peddlers who go back and forth. Like chazara means the chazar over. Ha-mechazun. Are going around Bayarois to all the towns, and they sell psamim, tamruke anashim, perfume, and they're taking peiros with them. They can eat in those peiros aroi as a snack. Ad shemegiim lemakayim halina. Until they're going to arrive at the place where they're going to spend the night. Now, these peddlers, they make house calls. They come into people's houses. When he comes into the houses, he has his food with him. But that's not his house. But the house where he plans to stay overnight, that's considered his house, and once he walks in there, he can no longer eat achilas aroy from these peiros. Let me ask you something. The person that's going to sell the peiros, you told me, when he sleeps over like in a motel at night, that's not called his house. So how come the peddlers are different? So the Mishnah Rishonim explains, it's the nature of how they do things differently. Someone who's traveling to a certain town, he wants to sell his peiros in that town because he feels there he can get a good price. He spends the night, he goes weiter. Spends the night, he goes weiter. That's not his house. These roichlim, they would come to a town, and they would take out a room for a couple of days. Because they're going from house to house. They're not like spending one night here and going weiter. They're here for a while. And that's why it's much more of a kvias. It's considered their house. And that's where the Chiyuv Maisris clicks in. Rabbi Huda says, Habayis harishon hu beisai. This peddler, when he comes to the city that he wants to spend the night over there, the first house that he goes into, that's his house. He can no longer eat achilas aroy. One second. Let's say he comes to a certain town. He winds up sleeping on the other edge of town. And you're telling me that once he walks into the very first house to sell his wares, already he can't eat achilas aroy. Why? Why does the Behuda say this? It's about Tanura's Masber. Look, could be it didn't work out and he wound up sleeping on the other edge of town. But most of the time, when these people come with their schayra, their plan is to sleep in the first house they come into. It's the easiest thing for them. They unload, put everything aside. That's very nice. That's what they're planning to do. Who says the owner of the house is maskim to take in this guest? Most of the time, the Mishnah Rishonim explains, these roichlim paid good money for this because they desperately needed a place to park all the stuff that they're schlepping. Most balabatim were maskim. So the assessment is, in his mind, the first house is his house. And the peiros that he brings in automatically click into shlav beis, achilas aroy is aser. At the end, it didn't work out. He wound up sleeping someplace else. It doesn't change. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it stays aser. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Lamais, it's the actual house that they sleep in. That's the house. When they bring the peiros into that house, that's when the full Isra Maisris sets in. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah, if someone brings his peiros from Galil to Yehuda, these are peiros that no Maisris were taken from yet, he brings them from Galil to Yehuda to sell them over there, or to come up to Yerushalayim and sell them over there, he can eat achilas aroy until he gets to the place where he intended to go. Same as if in the middle he decided to turn around and go back to his house, he can eat achilas aroy till he gets back to his house. And at one point or another, he's coming into people's houses to sleep. It's not his house. Reb Meir says, you can continue to eat until you get to the place where you plan on spending Shabbos there. Because that's a place that you're going to make sure is a better place. You want to have a menucha dika Shabbos. You want to have a Shabbos with rest. That's called more your house. Even if Shabbos didn't come yet, says Rameir. But if you reach the place where you plan on being for Shabbos, it's called like your own house, and the peiros that you bring in click into the full Isser Maisris. As far as peddlers are concerned, they go around and they sell things in towns, they go from house to house. Here it's different. They can only eat achilas aroy if they're taking along peiros they didn't separate Maisris from till they reach their first place where they're going to spend the night. As we explained, how come we're being more machmer with the peddlers and the people that are schlepping someplace to sell their fruit? And the answer is, those people keep moving. The peddler takes out a room and he spends some time in the city, so it's more of a kvias. Rabbi Yehuda says, the first house that the peddler comes into, that's the house that's koveya, his fruit for Meiser. Because his hope is, and it usually is that way, he'll be able to unload whatever he's carrying and park it in the first house, and then he can take whatever he needs and go from house to house and sell things. And usually he pays money for this. Most of the time it works out. In this case, it may have not worked out. He may wind up sleeping someplace else, even on the other edge of town. But Lemaisa, the first house that he comes into, is what is Koveya, his peiros, Lemaisrois, according to Rabbi Yehuda.